It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moment last. Just kicking down the cobblestones.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each of you for listening today. You know, if you or a family member or a friend has a gluten sensitivity, then this is the show for you to stay tuned to for some really valuable information. Our co-host is Wendy Cates Dancer. She's a registered nurse. She's a nutrition counselor. She serves our office in Wayzata and in White Bear Lake for Nutritional Weight and Wellness. And Wendy, do you have someone in your family that has a little gluten sensitivity?
Oh, yes, I do. I do. That would be my husband, William, Bill Dancer. And he is gluten sensitive, so we have become very good detectives and very familiar with foods that don't have gluten in them. Of course, we eat lots of wonderful meat, lots of wonderful vegetables and some fruits and some grains.
Okay.
But you have to be, you know, you have to know what you're doing when you're looking for gluten-free foods.
Well, I'm also a little better prepared for this show than some because I did a presentation for a lot of the employees of the food co-ops that are across the United States last Wednesday, and it was on food sensitivities and particularly on gluten sensitivity. So there were 112 different food co-ops that came in for this national.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And they really liked the presentation.
Well, I'm sure they did, Dar, because there's just a lot of people showing up at the co-ops looking for gluten-free alternatives.
And they have lots of questions for people, and they don't really know how to answer some of those questions.
Well, we're going to answer them today.
We are.
So we know that this is just, even in the few years that I've been working with you, Dar, it just seems to be just exploding.
I would say in the last 10 to 11 to 12 years, it's just exploded.
Yeah. So actually now the researchers are telling us that 3 out of 10 people, that's almost 30%, have a problems with gluten.
Yes.
And Dar, I know that you yourself have. That would be about 30% of your family. You have two grandchildren.
Two grandchildren.
With gluten sensitivity, don't
right.
you?
Willow has a gluten sensitivity, and Hannah has a gluten sensitivity. And it's interesting.
And they show up differently, don't they?
They
There's
do.
Different symptoms for each one of them.
But they both do get eczema from it. So that's interesting. And there are other symptoms that occur, too.
Hyperactivity?
Well, there's a little of that, I think. So many people have a genetic problem with gluten, and then some people have what we call an acquired sensitivity.
Right, they do. So when we look at genetic sensitivity, it's often called celiac sprue. And guess how it got its name?
How?
Sprue means eruption, like a volcano eruption. So not to gross anybody out, but like explosive diarrhea.
Yes, and that's what a lot
celiac
of people...
Celiac sprue.
Yep. And a lot of people suffer from that, and it's really difficult to be at work when this is happening to people.
Or be sitting on a bus.
Yep. Yeah. Or trying to get on an airplane.
Or standing in line at a bathroom.
Right.
Not good.
So it's surprising that many experts believe that 81% of Americans have a genetic predisposition.
You said 81%?
81% have a predisposition to a genetic sensitivity or a gluten sensitivity.
A gluten sensitivity.
Yep.
So they have this predisposition to gluten sensitivity, and then they develop what we call acquired gluten sensitivity. So how does this happen? There are many possible reasons. The first is a long time use or a repeated use of antibiotics.
So can you give people an idea of when that might happen?
Yes, exactly. So for one, that we see repeatedly in our practice, Dar, is girls in their late 30s, early 30s, late 20s, and they had a long-term use of antibiotics for acne.
Okay, and I, you know, one of the other groups that I see a lot is people that take tetracycline, you know, when they're teenagers for acne again.
Right. Yeah, for acne. And then, you know, other people, too, that have, you know, a lot of people now are, like, we're seeing a lot of recurrent ear infections. We're seeing a lot of, you know, even recurrent strep throat now.
Right.
You know, it's like it used to be you take some penicillin for strep throat and you didn't have to worry about it for, well, forever. But now it's like we're getting that over and over again.
So,
and a lot of different things. So
another thing that can happen to some people that kind of damages that intestinal lining is people take anti-inflammatory drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even anti-inflammatory drugs like Aleve or even aspirin, that
right.
it can damage that intestinal lining. And it's amazing. I see this all the time. You know, people come in and they're taking 6 to 8 Advil a day, and they don't realize that this has some potential danger to it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they think these are over-the-counter drugs and they're absolutely safe to take, and, you know, they really aren't. So if you are one of those people with a gluten sensitivity, the solution is to not eat grains or other products containing gluten.
So those might be. These are the grains that people really need to avoid. Wheat, of course, barley, rye, spelt, kumquat, and oats for most people.
Yep, for most people. So we should take a minute just to explain gluten and why it's so difficult to digest. And what I like to do is I like to tell people is because most people as a kid or have at least seen a child take white bread and make a ball out of the center of their piece of white bread.
Right.
And it's gooey and it's sticky and it makes a perfect ball. Well, that sticky stuff is the gluten.
Right.
That's that protein in the grain. And it does the same thing when we try to digest it. It kind of sits in our stomach and
actually for people that have a gluten sensitivity, Wendy, it's almost like a harsh chemical, and it kind of acts like I describe it to people is it acts like sandpaper, and it kind of goes down there.
Ooh!
And
hurts.
And we have these little hair-like structures that are called villi in our intestinal tract. And those are like little suction cups or siphons or hair-like structures that stand up, and they help us actually take the nutrients from our intestinal tract into our bloodstream and deposit it into our cells. Well, gluten can wear those off.
Well, when you have sandpaper coming through there, that those and they are quite delicate and they get damaged. So gluten damages those villi. And people become very malnourished, and sometimes our immune system becomes confused, and people actually have generalized inflammation, and they can actually have a full-blown autoimmune disease.
So some of that inflammation can actually occur in the brain, and when that happens, sometimes we have migraines or we have autism, and it can occur like Willow and Hannah. It occurs in their skin, and they have eczema and hives, or like many of my clients, intestinal tract, and they have Crohn's, and they have colitis, or they have irritable bowel syndrome. All those things can be
diverticulitis and diverticulosis.
Yes, yep. Exactly.
It's not a pretty picture. So very serious health problems for people with gluten sensitivity, like my husband. And we, in our search for healthy foods, have actually found Brent Start, the co-owner of Mad Woman Foods, a bakery in South Minneapolis that makes gluten-free foods. Not only is their food gluten-free, but it is also low in carbohydrates, which is very important. People with compromised intestinal tracts should really stay away from foods that are highly processed and foods that are high in sugar.
Exactly. And Bren, welcome to the show. How did you happen to get interested enough in this topic to actually start a bakery?
Well, it's sort of a selfish need because I am gluten-free myself, and I couldn't find any good food, nutritious food, after I found out I was gluten-free. But that started, I actually became sensitive to gluten after I had an operation. It's like my immune system went bonkers.
Okay.
And I can now track back to my entire life where I can see that I had gluten problems, but it didn't really start to explode until I had an operation.
So you are one of those acquired gluten sensitive persons.
It very well could be.
Yeah.
And so then I started after my operation, never felt right. And I thought it was food allergies. And so I'd go through this elimination of one food or another, but I'd never eliminate them long enough to really see a difference. And of course, I was a carbohydrate addict, and I never wanted to get rid of my bread. And so I was in denial all this time. So 6 years of trying to figure out what was the problem, and then I finally, my entire lymph system just sort of exploded. I have lymph glands I never knew existed before. It was difficult to walk and move and everything else.
You found them all.
Yes, I found them all. And my joints were sore, and I had brain fog constantly. The explosive problem, I knew where every bathroom was in Minneapolis and St. Paul. When you take a trip, you have to find out your route based on restrooms. It's just very annoying. Yes.
Exactly.
So, you know.
Go ahead. We're both trying to talk at once but is it time to take a break?
It is actually time to take a break. But, Brent, I want to, when you come back, I want to ask you, how did you end up getting really diagnosed? And some of that, you know, or did you just guess at it or what? How did you do that? So it is time for a break. The two most common causes of vision loss in older adults are cataracts and age-related macular degeneration. As a preventive measure, avoid foods high in sugar and processed carbohydrates, but include lots of vegetables high in antioxidants such as vitamin C, lutein. And if you have questions for us today, call us at 651-641-1071, and we'll be right back.
What is your biggest health concern? Diabetes, digestive problems, cholesterol, fatigue, compulsive eating, weight loss? No matter what health issue you face, you need a plan. What kind of plan? One that you can live with. A practical plan based on sound nutrition, not on starvation or deprivation. A balanced plan that protects your health and increases your well-being. Think of food as your solution to a healthier life. Nutritional Weight and Wellness has helped thousands of people live healthier, more productive lives, and nutrition is their only business. Nutritional Weight and Wellness has a plan that meets your needs, too. Consider taking a class with other health-minded people, learning how to make nutrition a priority, or imagine meeting with a nutritionist to discuss your health concerns and create a personalized eating plan. Which approach is best for you? Make 2006 the year that you commit to a plan and get the support that you need for healthy eating. Call Nutritional Weight and Wellness today at 651-699-3438. Or visit their website, weightandwellness.com, for current class schedules and information on individual consultations.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse, nutrition counselor, and I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and Bren Start, co-owner of Mad Woman Foods, a gluten-free bakery in South Minneapolis. I want to invite our listeners to email us if you have any questions, and we will answer them either on Dishing Up Nutrition, or you will receive a personal response from one of us. Our email address is email at weightandwellness.com, and the and is spelled out A-N-D.
That's right. And, Bren, before break, we were kind of asking you, how did you figure out that you are actually gluten sensitive? And this was this is a few years ago, right?
It was about 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And at that point, hardly anyone knew about gluten sensitivity.
Exactly, and there wasn't much around either to eat. But what happened is over these six-year period where I wasn't feeling well, I was very frustrated with the medical establishment because they didn't really know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
If I were in Europe, they're more in tune to celiac disease, and it's about a 6 to 8 week period for diagnosis. In the United States, the average is 6 years.
Okay.
It's something they don't teach in medical school, although it's getting better.
I think it is, too.
So,
doctors are getting more aware, but at the same time, having said that, you know, we just want people to know that even though they might have, because there's a blood test that they can take, that test can be very highly inaccurate, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of false negatives that come out of that test. And the thing is with me is I just started doing elimination on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And got so frustrated. And then I went on the internet, read with my symptoms in hand and tried to do a match. And that's when I read more about celiac disease, and my symptoms matched a lot. And the problem is the list of symptoms is so long.
And diverse.
Yes, very.
And it can show up so differently for different people.
Absolutely. Some people, have a variety of things. Some people get skin problems. Some people get intestinal problems.
And
brain fog.
Brain fog is a lot. And you do not have to have intestinal problems to have a gluten sensitivity.
That's true.
They used to think that only people who were really skinny had a problem.
Right.
Because of the malnutrition. And now they're seeing people that are overweight.
Because it shuts down their metabolism because of the fact that you're not getting the nutrients into your cells to keep your metabolism fired up.
Right.
And so people are gaining weight, and they're actually becoming kind of insulin resistant and pre-diabetic or even diabetic sometimes, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things that I started to do is when I went gluten-free is I started eating all the foods that were available, which was mostly made of white rice. That was the most common substitute.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very high carb, high in converting to blood glucose, blood sugar. And I became pre-diabetic, which runs in my family anyways, diabetes. And so...
So you're trying to cure one problem and creating another one.
Absolutely. And I then started looking more into nutrition and getting back to... the types of things that would not spike my blood sugar.
Like real vegetables.
Real vegetables.
fat.
Nuts.
Fat.
Yes, and fat. And real fat. And yep. Real food in general. Staying away from the chemicals. And using more of a hunter-gatherer type of diet.
So I think one of the things that maybe we can share with people is if you're having some of these symptoms and you're just not feeling as well as you would like to, maybe what you do is you just eliminate the gluten grains, which again would be wheat and barley and rye and spelt and kamut and just get rid of those for, if you really want to do a test, you have to do it for about 6 weeks and see if some of these symptoms don't go away. But nice to say, there are some new tests for gluten sensitivities out in the market now. And I think that if people have questions about that, they can call our office, which is 651-699-3438. And we can actually point people to a website.
Which is very user-friendly.
Exactly.
People can just use it themselves. And
yes. Yeah. So, there's a lot of other solutions to this now because people are becoming informed and they need more information. And honestly, they need more products to eat.
They need good food.
They need good foods.
They really do. Yeah, they need good food. And I had a friend.
Your best friend.
You know her very well.
Yes.
That was because I brought her to see Dara, as I have all my friends. I had a friend that was diagnosed with gluten sensitivity. And she instead of just eating really good vegetables, and she missed the bread and the desserts and the pies so much, she put all of her energies into finding replacement products for her muffins and cakes and her pie crust. But I'm really sad to say that they were very processed and very high in sugar. And her immune system remained very, very compromised.
You know, I think we must realize that people that have damaged intestinal tracts, they crave sugar. And, you know, I have a perfect example. I had a client that came in this summer, beginning of the summer, and she was diagnosed a whole year ago with gluten sensitivity. And she just thought, well, gee, you know what? If I just make all this food with different grains. And so what she was doing is she was having like a muffin for breakfast. For her mid-morning snack, she would have another muffin or a piece of bread that she had made. For lunch, she was actually making a gluten-free bread and having peanut butter and jelly on it. In the afternoon, cookies.
A gluten-free cookie.
Yes, a gluten-free cookie. But so she hadn't eaten any real food until dinner time. And yeah, then she did eat some meat and vegetables then. And she proceeded to get sicker and sicker and sicker and sicker because all she was doing was consuming sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought that was okay because
it was gluten-free.
It was gluten-free. So it didn't work for her. So,
which brings us back to you, Bren, and why you've created these good, delicious, nutritious
things. And actually, before you go there, we're going to have to take another short break.
Oh, okay.
I know time goes fast, doesn't it?
It does. It goes really fast.
So are you concerned about developing cataracts? Researchers found people who consume the most antioxidant foods have reduced risk of developing cataracts. You know, and so those antioxidant foods would be vegetables, supplementing with additional vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin A, and lutein has been found to be beneficial in preventing vision loss. So questions today, give us a call at 651-641-1071, and we'll be back in a minute.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse, nutritional counselor, and I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and Bren Start, co-owner of Mad Woman's Foods, a gluten-free bakery in South Minneapolis. And we'd like to just give you a few hints of, because before we went on break, Dar was telling you about vision loss, foods that are high in lutein. And those would be your green leafy vegetables like kale and turnip greens, spinach, broccoli, and, of course, carrots. But lots of vegetables for good vision.
Vegetables, 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 vegetables. That's what we say. So before
and I always tell people, I'm not stuttering, or that's not a typo.
So, Bren, before we went on break, we were talking about your products at Mad Woman Foods is just a little bit different than a lot of the gluten-free products that you see, you know, in boxes on the shelf.
Right.
You know, can you... You know, why and, you know, what was this all about? You created something different.
Right. We, you know, we do have the cookies and the cakes and the pies and stuff, but what we make them differently. My partner, who is the baker, Char Lofgren, actually makes most of the products with almond meal or almond flour. And that way you get a lot of antioxidants, which is good for your eyesight.
All right.
And Brent, my clients would say, almond what?
Yeah. Well, it's really ground up almonds.
Yeah.
We ship it in. We buy it by the ton, ship it in from California. It's processed in a plant that only processes almonds, so there's no cross-contamination problem. And it has the great healthy fat with it. And in each of one of our products are tea cakes, which are small little cakes, smaller than those muffins that you see nowadays, which look like muffin on steroids.
Yes.
They're massive.
I like that, yeah.
Our tea cakes are made in different shapes. They're made with almond meal, and they have 5 grams of protein per tea cake. So they don't have all those starches and carbohydrates that affect your blood sugar. And that's the way we make most of our products. Our pizzas, our flatbreads, also made with almond meal. And our breads we make with a combination of brown rice flour, which is better for you than the white rice, and the almond meal coconut flour, which is another good flour, and some navy bean and pinto flours. And so amaranth is also in there. All gluten-free grains, flours, and other products.
But actually,
that actually have nutrients.
Yes.
But actually lower in carbohydrate, lower in sugar, aren't they?
Absolutely. Most of them, where you're going to get those sugars is in those high starches, those highly processed flours. And ours are done with different types of ingredients that make the people who are missing their gluten-free products or diabetics who are missing things can still come. We just came out with an ice cream that is extremely low in carbohydrates.
And 5 grams.
And it is wonderful tasting.
Yes.
You got some, didn't you?
Yes. Bren brought me some the other day. It was very, very good. Excellent.
And we're making it with a coconut milk. And yeah. So on a dairy-free one, we're making with coconut milk.
It's quite delicious. My husband Bill and I stopped there before the show today on the way over here.
And we're making
really
it
good.
With the other dairy ones we're making with organic milk. And all real ingredients, no chemicals, nothing, just real ingredients.
But you even done a lot of research on the actual sweetener that you've used.
Yes, we use a sweetener that is an all-natural, low-glycemic or low-sugar, low-carbohydrate sweetener. And it's called Whalo, and it's made from 3 natural sugars combined in such a way that they cancel out each other. So only about 25% of it is left to be a molecular factor that the body looks at as sugar. So you're only absorbing a quarter carbohydrates instead of regular sugar.
Wonderful.
So
well, we have a caller. So we'll take our call. And
Kim, you have a question for us today? Hello?
Yes, hi. I was wondering if it's possible that hypoglycemia in children can cause depression or exacerbate depression.
Certainly. In fact, there's been some research showing that I think 60% of the people with depression actually have low blood sugars or what you just called hypoglycemia. Yes.
Okay.
And so, you know, kids, they need to be eating almost every hour and a half to two, not more than 2 hours. And they need to be eating something that's got some healthy fat in it to keep their blood sugar stabilized, and maybe a little bit of carbohydrate like a fruit, and then some protein. And if they have more of a tendency to blood sugar swings, that you have to feed them every hour and a half, I think.
And how would you, I suspect this is what's going on with my daughter, but I don't know for sure. How could I confirm?
Well, try just having her eat this way for a couple of weeks or even a week, even a couple of days.
Okay.
And you'll see a big difference.
Really? Okay, great.
I mean, we
yeah,
have
exactly.
many, how old is your daughter?
She'll be 14.
Yep.
Oh, mm-hmm.
You know, Wendy, just talk a little bit about Mary's daughter who came in for, some depression, some mood swings.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, exactly. So we have a wonderful teacher. Her name is Mary Haughey, and she has three children. But her daughter, I think, was 13, wasn't she, Dar?
Yes.
It seems
mm-hmm.
to me. And with behavior so bad, everybody else wanted to move out of the house.
Okay.
Yeah. And just all these mood swings, and she came to see Dar actually with just in total exasperation, and simply by giving her daughter protein, which she was very much lacking because she was eating a lot of high carbohydrate foods.
Yep.
Protein and healthy fats, and then more of those vegetables and some fruits. It's made a complete difference in her daughter's moods.
Totally.
Complete.
Totally.
She's a different person, a totally different person.
And now 3 or 4 years later, she's just, everything's
blossoming.
Going.
Yeah. Everything's. Mm-hmm.
Everything's
she's
going
in
great
sports
for her.
And everything's going really great. Her school is, she's just doing wonderful.
What type of proteins would be good for her? The other piece of it is she has decided to become a vegetarian.
Well, I mean, she's going down a slippery slope because she's already got mood swings, and she's also, I would really encourage you to maybe bring her into one of our offices, because a lot of times 14-year-olds will not listen to mom anymore.
Right.
But they would listen to a nutrition counselor, you know?
Often, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
and
it's like...
How can I get the name? What is the name of your clinic?
It's Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Okay.
And it's 651-699-3438.
Okay.
And we'd be very happy to work with her.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for the call.
Thanks for calling, Kim. Good luck.
Well, ladies, I have to tell you, it's time to do this break thing again. Can you imagine that?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So a large-scale study suggests that vitamin A may protect people against cataracts. You know, people with sufficient vitamin A had a 39% lower risk of developing cataracts. You know, remember that teaspoon of cod liver oil that your mother used to have you take every day? Do you remember that?
I do. Yeah.
Well, that had the perfect amount of vitamin A in it. So if you have questions for us to do today, either for Wendy or for Brent or for myself, call us at 651-641-1071, and we'll be back in a minute.
If you're like me, you try to eat right, but the definition of healthy eating seems like a moving target. Should I eat low carb or low fat? The eggs and butter raise my cholesterol. Is coffee good after all? Don't rely on sound bites and infomercials for something as important as your health. You deserve recommendations based on biochemistry. Nutritional Weight and Wellness is offering FM 107 listeners a complimentary e-newsletter that is chock full of nutrition information and tips. The Weight and Wellness Way newsletter provides sound information and practical strategies from a nutritionist's perspective. Learn a natural approach to healthy eating based on real whole foods you buy at the grocery store. All this, and best of all, it's free. To subscribe to this complimentary Weight and Wellness Way e-newsletter, go to weightandwellness.com and enter your email address. Then watch your inbox every month for nutrition news and special offers that will help you look and feel your best. For information on other services at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, call 651-699-3438. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
You're not sure that you love me, but you're not sure enough to let me go. Baby, it ain't fair, you know, to just keep me hanging around. You say you don't want to hurt me, don't want to see my
tears. We are back with Dishing Up Nutrition, and I'm here with Darlene Kavis, licensed nutritionist, and Bren Start from Mad Woman Foods. We just would like everyone to know that at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, we've put some wonderful classes together for you to learn about things like we're talking about today, things like gluten sensitivity and healing your digestive system and managing your moods, like Kim was concerned about with her daughter, and like jump-starting your metabolism, actually increasing your metabolism, balanced foods for balanced moods. And many of these classes are only $25. So for information or a plan, you know, to get more information, please call our office at 651-699-3438 to sign up. Or you can also visit our website, which is a wonderful way to get the whole schedule of the classes for the summer at weightandwellness.com.
And I think one of the things that we just want to kind of clear up for listeners is that when we're really talking about healthy eating, we kind of look at things like, you know, even coconut ice cream as a treat. It isn't what people would eat for breakfast, probably, right? Or even the tea cakes. I mean, it isn't. You don't have a standard diet of these things.
But, that's true.
But we do have a standard diet of meat, maybe.
Protein.
You know, protein.
Yep.
And so, you think about protein and you think about maybe fish or eggs or steak or beef or lamb, and all those are going to heal the intestinal lining.
Or some of the meatballs at Mad Woman Foods.
Made with what, Bren?
We make those with locally raised beef and pork, and they're from a local farmer, and they're grass-fed.
Oh, okay.
And you also have wonderful quiches, don't you?
Yes, we make quiche. We have a asparagus parmesan, and we also have a quiche Lorraine made with no nitrate bacon.
Oh, okay. Yum.
See, that's getting back to all of those chemicals and things that also have a whole part of how we eat.
And I understand you have a plan to do TV dinners.
Yes.
Is that right?
To do TV dinners, especially.
I'm excited.
Yeah, especially for those kids when they go to grandma and grandpa's, or they go over to friends, or when you're traveling or something like that. Because often we find out that when the kids go over to grandma and grandpa's and they don't have a gluten-free kitchen, it's as stressful on the grandparents as it is on the parents worrying about the kids. And so if they came with their already packaged TV dinner, we now have pizzas, but, something that's also nutritious. The TV dinner that's out there right now that's gluten-free is all carbohydrates with two little slivers of chicken.
Okay, that's okay.
And probably lots of chemicals, too.
Yes.
Right, Bren?
Yes, and we're talking about something that has the balance, the meat, the vegetables, and
the healthy fat. The healthy fat. So we want to make sure we have the vegetables in there and the healthy fats like olives, olive oil, avocados.
Absolutely.
The coconut stuff you're putting in the ice cream, which is great. And
so let's catch a couple of callers here,
okay,
ladies.
Okay, let's do that, Dar.
Okay. Mary, you have a question for us? Welcome to the show.
Hi. I was just wondering, my husband seems to have trouble digesting meat. He says that when he eats meat for dinner, that he can't sleep at night.
Okay.
If he eats a salad, he sleeps fine, but if he eats meat, and we're actually seeing this doctor that suggests you eat everything uncooked and no meat and no dairy. But then my niece was, you know, doing the vegan thing, and she's got, like, stiff joints, and she decided to start eating eggs and all that. But I'm just wondering if you have any suggestions for my husband. I know if
so
I
does he have
you were just talking about meat and depression and protein and that sort of thing, and I'm wondering because I get kind of I have a tendency toward depression and irritability and that sort of thing. So
well, I think there's a couple of things you have to look at is how much meat, you know, maybe he's overeating.
Uh-huh.
And maybe he's been on some, has he been on any medications?
No.
So no antacids or anything? He doesn't take Tums or?
No, he used to.
Okay.
He used to.
Sometimes what happens is people lose their digestive enzyme, especially something that's called hydrochloric acid, and then they can't digest meat. And that's it's probably just a very simple thing like that.
Yeah.
And we believe that you definitely do need protein to keep your energy up, to keep your mood level up. You know, it supports your immune system.
Yeah.
You know, and so sometimes people will find that if they're missing those digestive enzymes, that if they eat fish, like lighter fish,
then
that's a good place to start. Because eventually, as you're eating meat, you will bring up your own hydrochloric acid.
Oh, really? Okay.
But you can
might want to take a digestive enzyme, too, for a while. But
like which one?
Something that's got a little hydrochloric acid in it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We have found out, if I can just jump in here for
a
second,
absolutely.
Is that we used to have an organic farm that we raised beef and things, and we had people that could not eat commercial but could eat grass-fed.
Yes.
Oh, really?
And
yeah.
That sometimes makes a difference also.
Oh, okay.
Thanks
great.
For putting, yeah.
That's because
great.
A lot of those meats will have antibiotic residue, mm-hmm. and for people with really sensitive digestive systems, that will bother people.
Oh, okay.
So a great question. I think people learn a lot from people that call in. I mean, our listeners learn a lot because a lot of people have that same question.
Yeah. Well, I learn something every week. It's just like, you know, you don't think you're going to, even if it's about pregnancy or something, and you're 54, you're still learning.
That's great.
Okay. Exactly.
Well, we appreciate your call. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
That's good. Do we have another caller, Dar?
We do.
Okay.
Let me get to the right line here.
You got it there.
And Jan, you have a question on TMJ?
Yes, Wendy. I saw you in April. My name is Jan, the gardener.
Okay, hi.
And the program that you developed for me is just awesome. But as you could tell with the dry weather, and my business is really under a lot of stress, and now I was just diagnosed with my dentist, TJM, and she just diagnosed ibuprofen and icing my jaws. Do you have any suggestions?
I do.
Go ahead, Dar.
Okay. I don't know how much magnesium you're taking, but I would take, are you clenching your jaws at night, or is it when you're driving around?
Well, I've been under so much stress with my business, and my dentist thinks I'm doing it all the time.
All right.
So
then take magnesium glycinate through the day, like two with breakfast, two with lunch, two with dinner, and two or three at bedtime, and that relaxes all the muscles. And that would be one of the first places to start with. And then I learned a little trick from a physical therapist that if you put your tongue up on the top of your roof of your mouth, you absolutely cannot clench. And so if you're driving around during the day, you just kind of get in the habit of doing that. And you know what? It took care of my...
I'm trying it right now.
And I never had any more problems.
Either.
And I was doing it when I was driving in the car, and I didn't even realize it. And it took care of the problem, and bang, it was gone. So more magnesium, that's what as far as an anti-inflammatory, fish oil, you know, that you can probably take fish oil through the day as a natural anti-inflammatory. And there's other things. I mean, if you would stop in one of our offices, there's other, like Boswellia, different things that you can take.
Vitalzyme.
Yeah. There's other things that you can take as a natural anti-inflammatory that's not going to break down your intestinal tract.
Well, Wendy's having me take a DHA right now. I take that, I believe, 3 times a day.
Okay, well, that's good.
So would you add to that, or would you just stay?
Well, I would add the magnesium first and see if that doesn't take care of your problems. And then if not, then we could always add something else.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Okay,
thank you, Jan.
Bye.
So I think what we have to do is we have to take another break here. So, you know, scientists have found that age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people age 55 and older. It also has a connection to inflammation. A leading cause of inflammation is eating foods that are high in processed carbohydrates or sugar. So, again, if you have questions for us today, give us a call at 651-641-1071, and we'll be back in a minute.
I'm feeling really gassy today.
I have indigestion and I'm bloated.
Oh, wow. I'm constipated.
It's not so easy to discuss digestive distress, but it's so common that Tums and the Little Purple Pill have become a way of life. If you're tired of masking your digestive problems, nutritional weight and wellness can help. Good nutrition can soothe heartburn, eliminate gas and bloating, calm stomachs, and restore healthy bowel patterns to people just like you. Call Nutritional Weight and Wellness today at 651-699-3438 to schedule an individual digestive consultation. A nutritionist will analyze your health history and eating patterns and create a plan that rebalances your intestinal health. Imagine no more stomach aches, acid reflux, or elimination problems. Relief begins immediately for many people, and nutritional healing can resolve even long-standing issues.
Nutritional Weight and Wellness, 651-699-3438, or visit their website, weightandwellness.com, to learn more about classes or individual consultations.
Their offices are located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
We are back, and you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. Dar and I would really like to thank Bren from Mad Woman Foods for sharing his expertise about gluten-free and low-sugar foods. Thank you, Bren.
Thank you for having me.
So, looking for a special treat, we encourage you to try a tea cake. They're quite delicious. And remember that we really want to invite everyone to join us this summer at our classes.
They're great classes.
They're great. They're wonderful classes. We have a lot of fun. We have lots of wonderful and knowledgeable teachers. To sign up, please give us a call at 651-699-3438. And, Bren, I know we don't have a lot of time left, but how can we find your products?
Well, for the last 4 years, we've been wholesaling them, and you could find them in the natural food stores, fresh and natural Whole Foods, and those type of places. Which they are now. 4.5 months ago, we opened up a retail location, Mad Woman Foods Bake Shop and Foodery at 4747 Nicollet Avenue South in South Minneapolis. It's on the northeast corner of 48th and Nicollet.
And you must have a website?
www, of course, madwomanfoods.com.
I think it's a pretty easy name to remember.
Right. Yeah.
I know we have many, many callers on the line waiting to talk to us, and we probably have about 1 minute before we sign off today. And if the people that are on the line, we know we're not going to get to you, but if you want to call our office, there's someone there. It's 651-699-3438. Or I'll be in on Monday to work again, and Wendy will be there on Tuesday.
Or they could also use the email route, get back to everybody that asks us questions, just weightandwellness.com. What's the before there?
Just email.
Oh, email.
Yep.
Email at weightandwellness.com. Sorry.
That's right. So, you know, one of the things that, and this, we hear this a lot from clients is, you know, will I ever get over this gluten sensitivity? I know I have it. Can I maybe start eating wheat in 2 or 3 weeks from now? Or maybe in 6 months? And what's our answer?
No.
Well, I'm a little more gentle than that.
I've heard of people trying to start eating gluten again, but it just ends up doing additional damage to their system.
I think if we got a picture, people, you have to picture the fact that gluten for some people, not everyone now, we're not saying everyone, but for maybe 30% of the population, that it is almost like sandpaper going down in your intestinal tract.
And that just is not a pleasant picture at all. So let's eat vegetables, protein, and healthy fats. Let's visit Bren at Mad Woman Foods. And remember,
the food is the magic within you. Thank you for listening today.